stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's IBM Tivoli Talk, Sell Our Advantages, Introducing Tivoli's SOA Platform Play conference call. As a reminder, today's call is being recorded. At this time, for opening remarks and introductions, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. John Freck. Please go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you a lot, and I want to welcome everybody to this call, and I'm very excited about this offering that we're going to talk about over the next few minutes. But first, I want to introduce myself and everybody on the call today. I'm John Freck, Director of Sales Worldwide for Tivoli's Business Automation Portfolio, as well as Barbara Cordy. She's also one of our worldwide business automation leaders. Also on the phone is Janina Ross from the Worldwide Enablement Team and David Dimston, who is also on the Enablement Team and helps us with these sales acceleration plays. Hopefully you've got the chart deck in front of you. Let's go ahead and go to the agenda chart number 2, and these will be the things that we talk about real quick. So the main points be why Tivoli cares about SOA, a little bit about IBM's SOA leadership, why SOA is important to our customers, an overview of the sales play that we're going to start, and then a call to action. Also, I want to point out that this play, now this telephone call today assumes that you participated in the earlier ITM and ITCAM consolidation Tivoli talks, and there's a link on this chart number 2 if you have it, and there's some pretty good information on those calls, and I encourage you to attend. We've probably had close to 600 to 700 people either listen to those calls live or via recording, so they are pretty popular and important. So let's go to chart number 3 and talk a little bit about why SOA is important and why Tivoli cares about SOA. I think the pie chart here says it all on chart number 3. In the blue there is all of the SOA opportunities that IBM has in the pipeline. Most of these are in the WebSphere space for various WebSphere or WebSphere components like Enterprise Service Bus or MQ, etc. And this little 2% Tivoli slice, this is where we are selling a Tivoli product along with an SOA or WebSphere product. So we have a long way to go to tapping into this market space. And just if we increase our attach rate to the SOA pipeline, that generates another $70 million coming to Tivoli. So these opportunities are really essentially being served up to you. It's easy money for us to go get. Customers that are buying these SOA solutions need management and security to go along with it. We have a list of all of these 4,305 opportunities, and towards the end of the call today, you'll see how we're going to get those lists of those opportunities to you directly and ask and expect you to follow up on those so we can all generate more pipeline and more money. So with that, let's go to chart number 4, and let's talk about the how Tivoli addresses common SOA problems. And by now, I'm sure you've all heard about how Tivoli is addressing the service management marketplace through visibility, control, and automation. So visibility is all about what is happening. Control is about how can I secure my services or manage my services. And then automation is about what actions do I take. So how is this applied into an SOA context? Well, from a visibility perspective, we have if you have little to no visibility into which services are in place, where they are, and what they do, that can cause an issue. Inability to perform root cause analysis of these service problems is another issue that our customers face. And inability to perform a business impact analysis of the service outage is another critical thing our customers face. In the control realm, we need to support multiple identity credentials and security protocols to ensure the service is being delivered. And then changes to identity and access require changes to applications, which are very expensive. So this is certainly two important notions around control, and these happen to hit the security market space. And then finally, in automation, how do we get existing infrastructure that's not flexible enough to deal with the dynamic service changes that and the dynamic services that the SOA market space brings to us? And how do we automate responses to service outages. And that's probably one of the most critical areas that we can address here as well. So let's go to chart number five. And if you've been on any of the business automation calls the last couple months, I want to kind of bring everybody back to this. Everything we do in the operations side, you know, goes around a number of themes. So we talk about, start off with visibility and control and automation. If you begin to go through the build on chart five, the next three questions that pop up is what's going on with the infrastructure, how does this relate to my business service, and what actions do we take to correct these problems? And so if you hit the build one more time on chart number five, you'll have six key areas pop up. And I want to remind everybody that it's not important that all six of these are done, and it's not important that all six of these are done in order, and it is not critical that all six of these come from us. It is important that they come from us because they have we have products and all these, but if a customer may be using somebody else's help desk or somebody else's monitor, all of these six things still apply, and we are an open management vendor, and we want to integrate to everybody if there's already a solution there. But I do want to kind of take this context that being able to understand all the monitors and events and where all of the everything that's happening with the infrastructure, whether it's your network, the mainframe, an Intel platform, a Unix platform, the application server, the database, the storage environment, being able to monitor all that and correlate all the events is very critically important, especially in an SOA context. Also equally important is how to understand how the user is experiencing the business service. And in the SOA context, it's all about how we're delivering the services to our customers. So how we understand how the user, the end user experience is there, and how the user does things such as request services and how we do that. So everything around transaction monitoring and service desks and service catalogs are very critical there. The third point is we're back to understanding what part of the infrastructure is dependent upon another part of the infrastructure. So basically understanding what changed and why and what did it do, again, in a service context. And then the fourth thing is how do we link this to key business metrics? And as you'll see in SOA here shortly, it's all about how do we make the business more reactive. So anything we can do to link the IT infrastructure and the IT components into the key performance indicators are critical. We'll spend a lot of time on visualization, and we'll spend a lot of time on how do we actually solve and automate the issues here at the end. So with that, let's go to chart number six, and we'll talk about how Tivoli provides a comprehensive approach to SOA security and SOA monitoring. I know we just say monitoring on this chart, but it's all about security as well. And if you take a look at the top part of this chart around discover, sense and correlate, isolate, diagnose and fix and optimize, and understanding the bullets underneath that part of the chart, these should look very familiar to you in the systems management space. These are common things that we have done for years in systems management, and so we need to provide the same comprehensive approach to SOA as well. And you can see our advantages in the box below. And so at this point, Janina, do you have any more comments on this chart?
No, I just think it's really important for the staff, for the sellers that are attending this call and in the BA community to recognize that there's really no difference. The critical methodology and the selling principles that we apply every day to our monitoring solutions also apply to the SOA space. So that takes me to slide number seven, which is very common for me to hear from the selling, you know, organization, that they feel there is a need to have deep skills within the SOA space. They sometimes feel that this is important for them to be successful in selling our solution. And actually, that's just not true. That's a common myth that we have. One of the other common myths is that they have to have a deep understanding of the WebSphere portfolio. While the title of this, you know, Tivoli talk is selling our advantages, that's something that the reps really need to think about. You have true advantages when there is a WebSphere product involved in the sale. As we saw in the very first chart, there's a lot of opportunity within the SOA space that is being driven from the WebSphere community. Very often, WebSphere products are part of the larger sales that are going into our accounts with an SOA focus. We have a true advantage within Tivoli to be able to attach to those deals, talk about our integration capabilities. Again, we're very tightly connected within the SOA space to tying into those WebSphere products. But it is not true that you have to be a WebSphere expert or understand at a deep level the WebSphere portfolio. Just understanding that there's real value to our customers for what Tivoli provides from an integration perspective into the WebSphere family. Things like WebSphere MQ, things like WebSphere Message Broker, things like certainly all of the WebSphere ESBs, including Data Power. These are very strong products that we have integration with. But don't think that you need to be on the WebSphere commission plan to be successful in selling in the SOA space. The final thing is actually that you can only sell our products if it is a WebSphere account. That, again, is a common myth, and I want to take advantage here to talk about a rep who's been very successful within the SOA space, who is not opening the door for the WebSphere integration. He's actually opening the door to his SOA deals by talking about our support for .NET. This is, again, how we open the door at the Disney account. So don't think that we are limited. While we have tight integration with WebSphere, we are not limited into selling into accounts that only have WebSphere install bases. So the point to all of this is to please make sure that you recognize selling SOA and the management and security components for an SOA solution, you're applying the same principles that are used every day in our sales cycle. Please note that there is lots of opportunity when WebSphere is involved, and that's really the point that I would like to make for the selling community. So take some pointers from your peers that are selling successfully in this space, and maybe you too need to start opening the door with a .NET approach. I also understand that we've got some strong leadership. So, John, if you'd like to talk about what the analysts are saying in this space.
Okay, thanks a lot, Janina. So let's go ahead and flip to chart number 8. And, you know, one thing that always helps us is to have the momentum of the analyst community behind us. And we really have the winds at our back in the SOA world. You know, here's a quote from Gartner. We're a leader in the Magic Quadrant from SOA. Another quote from Wintergreen Associates. You know, IBM is number one in the SOA marketplace with 46% share, 3.5 times the next closest person. They will be renewing this for the 2007 data pretty soon, but I'm expecting an increase in share and gains there. AMR ranks us number one, Forrester again number one. As a leader, Yankee Group number one. If you look at some of the account segments that are out here in the middle part of this chart, 10 of the world's 10 largest banks, 3 of the world's biggest financial firms, 8 of the 10 biggest insurers, 80% of the biggest U.S. health plans, 10 of the 10 auto manufacturers, 10 of the 10 largest telcos in the world, and then a good quote here from Jasmine of Attack Noel Associates, that IBM understands its needs to integrate functionalities across its software as well as introduce a high-level features at a competitive price to the operations team. And this is a direct quote that came out of Pulse in our new packaging around the IT CAM for SOA solution. So with that, I'd like to go to chart number 9 for just a minute. And this, call is open to our business partners as well as our internal reps. And these are just a couple of reference accounts that we have in the management space here. So some pretty large names, Duke Medicine, Aetna, large account, small account. So we go from a huge insurer like Aetna to a small school district like Broward County Schools. And you can read the other names that we have there, but really touches all parts of the industry, all segments of the marketplace. I would like to also kind of quickly go through a reference case with Boeing, and this is Boeing, the aircraft manufacturer, and this is with a business partner, Prolific, that helped Boeing out in this situation. So I want to give some due credit to Prolific here. And the business needs in this space was Boeing was rolling out in an SOA environment, so they needed to identify performance problems. They needed to increase visibility to their web services and reduce their downtime. So in this case, they sold ITCAM for WebSphere, CAM for SOA, ITM, and Megamon for and Megamon XE for messaging. This solution was sold late last year. Today, we have a bundle that has all of this in one simple package called ITCAM for SOA platform. So, that's an excellent example, and I would like to thank Prolific for that. And I like to challenge everybody on those other 4,305 SOA opportunities. There's no reason that we can't have 4,305 more reference examples, just like a Boeing here that Prolific delivered to all of us. So with that, Janina, maybe I'll turn it back to you for a second. Any more comments?
I would just like to make a comment on this slide. The references that we've noted, in addition to the recent Prolific and Boeing, account, these are examples of where you have your peers and service teams and business partners out there that are actively pursuing and closing SOA deals. If you take an opportunity, and I'll use Duke Medicine as an example. Duke Medicine has a very classic installation for what they sold, and this was a partner effort between services and Tivoli. But Duke Medicine is a good example of where there could have been additional Tivoli BA products attached to the deal. These are opportunities that, again, are represented in the very beginning charts of this deck to show that we are really trying to attach and use our peers and partners to close and drive revenue. So let's go to the next slide. I want everyone to be aware that your customers are compelled to take action now. Only last month, we were at the Impact Conference, and we had a number of interviews with our existing customers to find out what they were doing within the SOA space. More than 50% of these accounts were telling us that they are actively deploying critical applications that are related to SOA. So there is an urgent need from many of our accounts, again, that are happening today in 2008, that require the support that we have within the Tivoli portfolio. So they are going to be impacted by having transactions across their SOA environment fail. That will cost them revenue, and so it's a compelling reason for them to find money in their budget to buy some of the Tivoli monitoring products. Certainly, traditional problems and difficult to diagnose, just like we heard in Boeing, they're having problems that are happening and they're unable to find those problems with the tools that they have. They need the visibility into the SOA environment. The SLA compliance and standard reporting that's involved in the quality of service delivery, again, were very important factors that popped up at multiple customers. So we are seeing an urgent need from the customer base that require our support from the Tivoli products. On the next slide, the important points that you want to make is that we have very strong visibility to provide our customers with the ability to see those service transactions. We have the capability to discover the services, understand the relationships between their services, and, of course, monitor the performance of those. If there is a problem, again, the case being with Boeing, they wanted to become more proactive. So being proactive is their ability to find and isolate quickly the problems that are occurring across their environment and making sure that they can resolve the problems in a proactive manner. So when we look at the driving factors for companies that are deploying our solutions, companies like Aetna, Bank of America, certainly Boeing, are being compelled by our ability to provide visibility and quick isolating and correcting for our tool sets. If you look at the details of our offering, on slide number 12. Again, as John mentioned, this is part of our ITM and ITCAM consolidation efforts. You now have an ITCAM for SOA platform. It is a multi-product package that has combined what we were selling into the SOA space as individual products previously. So you will have your ITM components. You will have ITCAM for web resources. You will have a Megamon XE for messaging. And we've also included support for the virtualized environment. So if you look at our capability within the packaging that we're offering for the platform, it's a very comprehensive package to offer our customers within this space. Whether they're doing web services management, whether they are looking at the SOA components that are attached to their composite application environment, whether they are supporting the infrastructure within WebSphere like MQ and Message Broker, we have, again, a complete offering with this platform to provide the solution to our customer. There are many benefits of providing this package on slide number 13. You're going to be able to obviously improve their mean time to recovery. You're certainly going to give immediate value for customers that are using our WebSphere products. They will have very quick deployment. It's, again, immediate value out of the box. We also don't require a proxy, which is a competitive advantage in this space. So we have several competitive advantages, like no manual integration being required between the application and middleware layers. Certainly, again, any customer that's deployed with WebSphere, we have automatic integration out of the box. So we have many value points that are immediate, fast deployment. We can see a quick return on their investment. So compelling reasons to start acting. And Barbara, I know that we want our reps to start acting in this space, so I will turn it over to you for slide number 14.
Okay, thanks, Nina. So let's talk about how you can get going by asking questions to uncover SOA opportunities that you can work on. How many of you are asking questions like this right now? You just need to ask some very basic questions about, you know, do you, Mr. Customer, have visibility into your current SOA environment? How effective is your organization in supporting the resources required in your SOA environment? Are web services deployed in your environment? And then the even better thing to do is talk to your peers about their SOA activities. So, you know the who your CSSR is, know who your WebSphere rep is that is your peer that's talking to customers about those. That way you don't have to be the SOA expert. You can be the service management experts that you are and add something to the environment that they're selling. And I'm going to help you do that by showing you where those opportunities are. But, you know, we've got lots of opportunities out there. We've listed the industries that most often have SOA opportunities, but don't limit yourself. Almost every customer I talk to is doing something in SOA. And they really entertain this discussion about, so how are you managing that challenging environment? So start asking those questions now. So look at chart 15, because you know that once you ask questions, you're going to start getting objections, and that's good, because that's when you really start selling. And we want to help you overcome those objections. So, you know, if your customer says, you know, well, you know, sorry, I love you, IBM, but, you know, we don't use WebSphere, you say, well, that's okay. If you're using .NET, I can help you too. You use BEA, that's okay. That's one of IBM's strengths, is that we support heterogeneous environments. We can help you there. If they say, gee, I'm not using Tivoli monitoring, you can still help them get insight into their service layer with the ITCAM for SOA solution. You know, we have this impression from a lot of customers, especially smaller customers, that Tivoli is expensive. Don't take that as an objection for your customer. Feel really good about the offering that we have. We have priced it very competitively. We have positioned you to go out and really stun your customers with how competitive we can be and how much value we can add to their infrastructure. And, you know, if you have ITM version 5X, you know, what can I do? You can still run that in parallel with this solution, but you can talk about the benefits of upgrading to version 6.2 as well. And, you know, talk about that with them. So don't just walk away when you hear those objections. That's your opportunity to really sell to your customer. And, you know, be proud of the leadership that IBM has in that SOA environment and add on our service management leadership because we're leaders in that area as well. So let's talk about chart 16, my call to action to you. Don't leave money on the table. Take advantage of IBM's leadership position in SOA and get your fair share of all of those SOA opportunities out there. So learn about SOA and how to tell the story about how Tivoli is positioned in this space. Get the list of qualified leads, and I'm sending those out today to the geo sales leaders so that you have a refreshed list. I sent one a while ago. I'm going to send another one today that shows you where those SOA opportunities are. So you don't even have to go look for these. I'm going to tell you who to call on, what the opportunity is, what the Siebel number is, so you can go attach yourself to those. But those are just the starter set. There's even more out there. Once you get comfortable with the ones that I'm going to send you, then you can go prospect for more on your own. Get engaged. You have huge value to manage these environments. Don't let the WebSphere rep strong-arm you and say you're going to slow my deal down. Your customer needs this solution. So go in together and show the IBM advantage of that end-to-end solution for a customer. And then just get comfortable talking to all your customers about SOA projects, telling them about management. When you're talking about, you know, service management, talking about SOA and asking questions about it, and then partner with your peers to close these deals. We need to get our fair share of those opportunities that are out there and, you know, really start participating in the SOA marketplace. So we have a sales play that is effective immediately, and David Dimston is going to take you through that. So, David?
Thank you, Barb. On slide 17, if you click on any of the links, they'll take you directly to information and resources to ensure your success in driving this sales acceleration play. As you can see from the link titles, we've created a sales acceleration play focused on this specific opportunity. The complete solution information and selling guidance is arranged in a logical, easy-to-use format. We've created content that addresses opportunity identification and prospecting, information on the SOA market and competition, and information on cross-selling and deal size. I strongly recommend you access and leverage the information contained in these links to your advantage. And moving to slide 18, as you can see, there's an entire team that can help support your sales efforts. Please feel free to contact anyone on this slide in moving your deals forward. And I'd like to wish you all good luck in selling. And John, let's take time to answer any questions our listeners may have. Operator, can you open the lines for any questions?
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone. Also, if you're using a speakerphone, please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. And once again, that is star 1. And we'll pause for just a moment. It appears we have no questions at this time.
Okay, thanks. So, everybody, I think you got the message. This is an exciting marketplace. No excuses here. I'm going to send you the opportunities to go after. I'll keep that list refreshed about once a month. I want you to go out and grow our market share of the SOA opportunities. So good luck, good selling. Let's see some great results out of this.
And that does conclude today's presentation. We appreciate your participation and wish you all a great day.